Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh my goodness, it's October, Chris. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. You heard that right. Already October. I told you orange is my color, and I'm not wearing it, but I promise you the time's coming.
A very strange day today, Austin, starting it all off. And comes under the umbrella as environmental problems. A major water line break affected the daily operations for some short amount of time at the West Pensacola Elementary School in Myrtle Grove. Today, the district brought in porta potties, bottled water for the students until the water line was repaired. Well, we got good news from Natalie Bowers over at ECUA, informing us today that the water outage at West Pensacola Elementary was restored about 9:30 this morning. So they only were inconvenienced for about, I guess, an hour and a half or so. So that was some good information to pass along, because that could have been a real problem over there.
Oh, for sure.
It really could.
And there could be some big improvements at Navarre Beach over the next few years. Santa Rosa Tourism Development Commission, or the TDC, wants a new visitor center and boardwalk, which they say could host community events. Funding has already been approved in next year's budget, and the TDC has saved $5 million to go towards the project.
Okay, 414 News Radio 92.3. Interesting new study out today finding a rise in breast cancer among a certain group. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
It's the second leading cause of cancer deaths in U.S. women, and instances of breast cancer are continuing to rise, especially in younger women. According to an American Cancer Society report, which finds that rates climbed by 1% a year from 2012 to 2021, that increase even sharper among women under 50. For instance, those in their 20s saw a more than 2% jump. It's also up in another group, which historically has a low prevalence of the disease. Asian American/Pacific Islander women of all ages, their rates increased by around 2.5%. The report also finds that while breast cancer is turning up more frequently, death rates are declining. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, nice Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day today. If you're also in the market for maybe you're a home buyer or a home seller, here's your mortgage numbers for the afternoon. Mortgage Daily News reporting 30-year fixed rate higher, 6.24%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage also higher at 5.61%. And with that weather, Austin, you did a good job on this thing.
Well, thank you, sir. Speaking of weather, just about 4:15 here, we'll get another quick check, or we will get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. Excuse me. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Registration deadline for the November 5th general election is October 7th. New registrations need completion and need to be received or postmarked by this date. You can learn more and submit those at votesantarosa.gov. All righty, looking at the roads here, let's see. We did have some backups on I-10, still do if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, it's just some more of the usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 89 and a low of 72. So basically the same as today. Once again, sunny and partly cloudy skies.
Dozens of Florida investigators are kind of fanning out across the state to alert residents of a lot of fraud. 13 teams of law enforcement have been deployed to really nail those insurance fraudsters and looking for those fly-by-night construction and recovery scams. I bet you we all have those kind of stories from past hurricanes in terms of how we were kind of misled by a scrupulous construction person. I got ripped off bad one time. So they're taking care of you. Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas has activated the insurance fraud hotline. Think you got a problem there? Here's a number to call, 800-378-0445.
Thank you very much, sir. And I also wanted to touch on this. The new state law banning public camping goes into effect today. It prohibits anyone from sleeping on public property across the state of Florida. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says that so far the county has not been the county has not contacted his office about removing anyone that's been camping on public property. So we haven't dealt with it ourselves just yet, at least not on that official scale. But while the law goes into effect today, local governments can't be sued for not enforcing it until next year.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has a preview of tonight's vice presidential debate. You can hear that live on News Radio 92.3 starting at 8 o'clock.
Democracy 24.
It's debate night for the vice presidential candidates. They will face off at CBS Studios in New York. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz has mocked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance on the campaign trail for his comments about migrants and childless cat ladies and for going to an Ivy League college. He said at a rally in early September,
"You go off to Yale, you get a philosophy major, you write a best-selling book, trash the very people you grew up with. Just don't come back to Erie and tell us how to run our lives. Don't do that. Don't do that."
Last month in Philadelphia, Vance said 25% of everything that comes out of Walz's mouth about his military service is a lie.
"The closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat, even though he says he carried a weapon in war, the closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat is when he let rioters burn Minneapolis to the ground a few years ago, right?"
In the Real Clear Politics average, Walz's favorable rating is ahead of his unfavorable by a point, but Vance's unfavorable number is 10 points higher than his favorable rating. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
You know, if this strike is getting to be spreading a lot up and down the East Coast and on the Gulf Coast ports here, if you're concerned about the Pensacola port, I told you about this on the Monday show, that the Mobile port is affected by this strike,
right,
but the port of Pensacola is not. So it all working around those containerized shipping opportunities. We just don't have that type of operation at the Port of Pensacola, but Mobile does, and they are seeing a strike over there today. Now, listen, Joe Biden confirmed he is not going to help in the dock worker strike, period. Biden has the power to call for an 80-day cooling-off period. He refuses to make that happen. Union dock workers along, of course, East Coast and Gulf Coast ports began walking picket lines early this morning, halting the movement of billions of dollars worth of goods while creating a devastating and unrecoverable impact on the economy. Just remember, a person has the power to get this thing fixed,
yeah,
and get things working.
Just right? What's that?
No, I was going to say, you're going to see some shortages of a lot of goods and services due to this stoppage. There's ships out there now that can't unload.
Right.
And a lot of that material happens to be maybe very timely, in other words, fruits, things like that.
And the port strike is obviously one of the most pressing stories that's been swirling around the news world as of late. But as we get through this afternoon, you'll see that there's updates on multiple strikes that are going on around the business world. We got details on that and more coming up after the break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South windows and doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get that other quick check at the roads and weather for you. But first, want to let you know, in just under 5 minutes now, right before the Fox News break, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze. I will let you know the question that I want you to answer or what I want you to send in to win those tickets there. But yes, that's coming up in just about 5 minutes here. Looking at the roads and weather, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Clear Water Solutions. Certified water and wastewater professionals, Clear Water Solutions are hiring throughout Florida. On-spot interviews at Pensacola Marriott Courtyard on West 9 Mile Thursday 9 to 3 and Friday 9 to 12. So keep that in mind there. Alrighty, looking at the roads, just a few of the usual spots here. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. And then it'll be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. And tomorrow is going to be a high of 89 and low of 72.
You know, good people doing good things. I like to tell you about this. State Representative Michelle Saltzman's office is working to collect relief supplies for Floridians affected by Hurricane Helene. Saltzman is partnering with school district superintendents across Florida's Big Bend to get clothes and school supplies to children in need. She is requesting all sizes of kids' clothes that are new or maybe gently used and school supplies. The items can be dropped off at Saltzman's office. That's 3212 South Highway 95A in Cantonment. Again, 3212 South Highway 95A in Cantonment. Michelle Saltzman, really a hardworking representative for this area. And while we're talking about things going on in the state, one town in South Florida jumping through some legal hula hoops after Hurricane Helene slammed the area. Fox's Eben Brown has more in this bullet point.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Guns and ammo are still legal in Okeechobee, Florida. The town in South Florida has drawn the ire of Second Amendment advocates as of recently, with Hurricane Helene coming and states of emergency being declared in a number of Florida counties. Okeechobee, the city, began posting signs saying the police chief, acting as emergency manager, was stopping sales of guns and ammo for a period of fewer than 24 hours. That prompted a lot of phone calls to Governor Ron DeSantis' office. End result is the order had to be rescinded. But the order was based on a real law, one that might have been misapplied. Florida's statutes do permit the governor, during a state of emergency, to suspend arms sales if violence and defiance of law enforcement are underway, which there wasn't in this case, though. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
427 News Radio 92.3. Don't forget, tonight, Bands of the Beach featuring Perdido Key's Blind Mullets Band. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. Bring along your blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and glass at home.
Florida's minimum wage is officially on the rise. A new policy went into effect yesterday, increasing hourly pay to at least $13. Minimum wage will go up by $1 every year until it hits $15. After that, hourly pay will be adjusted annually based on inflation. Tipped workers also saw an increase with their minimum wage now at nearly $10, and the yearly hike started back in 2021 after it was approved by voters the previous year.
I'm just going to tag on that, if you don't mind, story, because there's another new law that went into effect today, making it harder for porch pirates to get away with the crime. The new legislation now makes the crime a third-degree felony to steal property valued at $40 or more. PPD spokesperson Officer Mike Wood recommends homeowners to invest in doorbell cameras. Wood says if something does happen, PPD will have footage of that incident. So some good advice.
And the financial impacts from Hurricane Helene are continuing to pile up. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says more than 48,000 insurance claims totaling more than $500 million have been filed by residents as of yesterday, and that's a jump of about 8,000 claims over a roughly 24-hour span. It's 4:28 here. Want to go ahead and say this. We are giving away a pair of tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze. That is this Friday from 6 to 9 at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. As I said, from 6 to 9, you can discover the best of Gulf Breeze's culinary scene as over 50 local vendors serve up their signature dishes with unlimited tastings, including in your ticket. It's the perfect opportunity to try something new or indulge in favorites. This event is 21 plus only, and there is a 100% ID check at the door. First person to text in, do not call in, please. Text in at 850-437-1620. Just text me your favorite food. How about that? It's a culinary event. Text me your favorite food. First person to text that in at 850-437-1620 gets a pair of tickets to A Taste of Gulf Breeze.
I get a kick out of watching these people that are driving past the marquees around our area. And I'm talking about the gas station marquees.
Yeah.
Because they're back on the downslide again. Saw an uptick last week just of a few pennies, but now it's kind of leveling out here. Here you go. Here's your gas prices for the afternoon. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded Gulf Breeze, $2.85. Pace, $2.86. Cantonment at $2.79. Pensacola comes in at $2.69.
And President Biden says his top priority is getting the areas impacted by Helene the help and support they need. He will tour areas hit by the deadly storm by air on Wednesday. And he said despite all preparations, Helene was a storm of unprecedented and historic proportions. More than 130 people have been killed by the storm. And Biden stressed that they will not leave the area until the relief efforts are complete.
Well, beside telling you who won the tickets coming up in the next 5 minutes or so to the Taste of Gulf Breeze. And by the way, that is an excellent event. Recommendation, suggestion maybe, go hungry. There's a lot of food over there. Also coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes, we're going to give you a recap of those Monday night high school football games. Who are the winners? You'll know coming up in just minutes.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. The sound of air raid sirens forcing Israelis into shelters today as Iran fired off about 200 missiles. Iran calling it revenge after Israel killed off leaders of Hezbollah in Lebanon.
This is totally unacceptable, and the entire world should condemn it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says no casualties in Israel reported so far, thanks to the country's Iron Dome air defense system and U.S. forces in the region also shooting down about a dozen missiles.
Initial reports suggest that Israel, with the active support of the United States and other partners, effectively defeated this attack.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vowing to retaliate against Iran. He said, whoever attacks us, we attack them. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower. The Dow fell 173. The S&P 500 was off by 53. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped more than 1.5%, falling 278. Shares of Boeing reversed early gains to trade flat today after a Bloomberg report came out that the aerospace giant is considering raising at least $10 billion by issuing new shares as it works to bolster cash reserves that have have been depleted by their machinist strike. Pepsi saying today they're buying Mexican-American food company Siete Foods for $1.2 billion. The acquisition is the beverage giant's first in about 5 years. Charles Schwab CEO Walt Bettinger is retiring from his role at the end of the year. Bettinger will be replaced January 1st by company president Rick Werster. Bettinger will remain the co-chair of Schwab's board. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Philadelphia Eagles have a coaching problem, and the San Francisco 49ers are off to a slow start. And who knows if we'll see Christian McCaffrey play again this year. The NFC is clearly wide open, and it's a perfect time for the Lions at 3-1 to pounce and have the road to the Super Bowl run through Detroit. Starting to feel like this could actually be the year, you know, the Lions do the unthinkable and be the last team standing with that shiny Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. It's a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. But before we do, want to give a congratulations to Lee Amber from Pensacola. She won the pair of tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze. Favorite food is spaghetti, apparently. So congrats, Lee Amber.
Nice, yeah.
Also, if you're wanting to win tickets today, but you're like, oh, dadgummit, I missed my opportunity. Around that time next hour, so around 5:25 to 5:30-ish, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State Clemson, the football game this Saturday. So we got details on that, and we'll give those away next hour. As for the weather, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, it's just been our typical congestion in our typical areas. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway has some increased backups if you are traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. Should be mostly clear skies this evening. Tomorrow is going to be sunny. High of 89, low of 72 on your Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. So basically the same thing as today.
437 News Radio 92.3. Welcome to a delightful Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Over the Casino Pavilion. Make sure you put that on your schedule here. Here's what I want to do you drink coffee? I never saw you drink coffee before.
I drink it. I like it. I drink it on occasion, but I don't drink it like every day.
Okay, here's an invitation for you.
Enjoy
a cup of coffee today. Fox's CJ Papa has more on this.
It's October 1st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is International Coffee Day. Started in 2014 to celebrate coffee as a beverage and raise awareness for the plight of coffee growers. A gunman opens fire on a concert crowd in Las Vegas in 2017, killing 58, wounding more than 800 others in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history at the time of the attack. In 1890, Congress creates Yosemite National Park. Environmental trailblazer John Muir and his colleagues campaigned for the congressional action, which was signed into law by President Benjamin Harrison. Roger Maris breaks Babe Ruth's single-season home run record, smacking his 61st home run in 1961. Born on this day in 1924, the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, in Plains, Georgia. He served in the White House from 1977 to 81. He was awarded the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
You know, I remember back in 61, and I'm not joking when I say that. It was when Roger Maris broke that record. I was a little kid, but I remember this. He was battling Mickey Mantle at that time.
Right.
It was number 9, Roger Maris, and number 7, Mickey Mantle from the Pinstripers, the Yankees. what a time. Baseball was king at that time.
Right.
It was just absolutely amazing. Let me just flip the equation on you here. Let me talk about, and you talk about, the games we had in Monday night high school football games.
Yes.
Kind of strange. Panama City teams had their night on Monday. Panama City, Mosley, 42, Milton 14. They played that game over at Panther Stadium. And Panama City Bay, 28, Pensacola High School, 16. That was played over at Scoggins Stadium.
Well, okay, so our analysis was correct. We expected Pensacola to kind of give Bay some trouble. Bay was the better team, though. And then Mosley, I mean, they're just, not only has Milton been struggling, but Mosley has looked very, very tough this year. So it does make sense that Mosley got an overwhelming win last night.
All right, everybody's preparing for Friday's games coming up here. Let me just kind of roll them out here. And your thoughts and maybe your guesses here at some scores. Pensacola at Booker T. Washington.
You know, that could be that's a tough place to play on the road, coming off a loss. I think Pensacola is the better team, though. I'll take the Tigers.
The Jay Royals at Central.
Okay. Jay has looked pretty good throughout the season. Central's tough on the road. I'll take Jay, though. But I'll say they struggle a bit.
Okay, Navarre at Escambia.
Man, all right. So before last week, this would have probably looked like a massacre, but Navarre just went into unbeaten Tate and won. They've got back-to-back wins right now, I believe. So Navarre's cooking, but at Escambia, I'll take Escambia just because of home field advantage, if not anything else.
I'm with you on the page on that one. Gulf Breeze at West Florida.
West Florida kind of bumpy this year, but Gulf Breeze. I know. They've just had multiple just blowout losses. I can only imagine West Florida wins.
Northview at Baker.
Man, I don't know how Baker's doing this year, But I know Baker's typically a decent program. Mm-hmm. Northview's coming off a loss. So I'll take Baker.
Pace at Madison County. And by the way, Madison County is where our emergency operations crew is.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying to get in with Miss Williams today down in Florida. They're working the relief effort thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no. That's
maybe we're talking about Madison County. That's where they are, and Pace will play Madison County on Friday.
Oh, I mean, it's always tough to call the out-of-town schools because we just don't know anything about them. Pace has held their own, though. They've played two schools that are out of town, I think, so far this season, and they're 2-0 against them. Their last win over Andalusia was a blowout last time they played an out-of-town school. So I'll take Pace to win.
Pensacola Catholic at Mobile Christian. This is an Alabama game.
Oh, man. Yeah, last time Pensacola Catholic played an Alabama school, it didn't go too well, I don't believe.
You're right. You're right.
I'll take Mobile Christian. Why not?
Okay, and Pine Forest at Crestview.
At Crestview, give me Crestview. Yeah. Pine Forest wins close. They survived the home field advantage that Crestview has, but not by a ton.
And let me just kind of slide into UWF territory. The Argos suffered a massive loss Saturday against undefeated Grand Valley State. That score, we really don't need to repeat it, 31-7. The Argos, 1-2, have suffered back-to-back losses. First time since 2018. UWF faces Mississippi College this weekend on Pennair Field, kickoff at 4. And it is live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Yeah, UWF, you know, coming off back-to-back losses, and this most recent one was pretty convincing. But, I mean, you should still, I say with full confidence, you should be able to take care of Mississippi College.
And I say this with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. FSU's playing Clemson, and we have free tickets for you next hour.
We do. At around 5, just before 5:30, as like always, we've got tickets to Clemson, to Florida State hosting Clemson, all FSU home games throughout the season. That's going to be tough for the Noles to do, but hey, if you want to be there and witness the upset.
Doug Campbell's magical. It's worth the trip.
Beautiful, beautiful stadium. The heat may suck, but, you know, that's Florida for you. So, definitely the tickets are still worth it. Wanted to also touch on this right before we get into traffic and weather together. Today's the first day of the MLB postseason. Just had our first game conclude. Tigers held on to beat the Astros 3-1. Houston tried to get a rally late there, but it wasn't enough. Right now, Royals beating the Orioles 1-0. Mets and Brewers tied at 0. Braves and Padres get underway at 7:30 tonight.
And don't forget the FSU game can be heard live on News Radio 92.3, kickoff at 6 on Saturday.
Yep, where you're home for Seminole football. Alrighty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get that other quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just a couple of major spots here. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and a little bit on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. And then Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Those are looking pretty vibe-killing right now. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still looking kind of rough. And so is Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees still here in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow should be a beautiful Wednesday. Sunny skies, high of 89, low of 72, partly cloudy in the evening.
Okay, 446 News Radio 92.3. Sonia Daniel, she's the Escambia Deputy Supervisor of Elections, confirming today the distribution of civilian ballots now underway for those who have vote-by-mail requests. Key election dates, go ahead and make sure you understand these dates here. October 7th, that is your last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote-by-mail request. Early voting, couple of options here. October 26th through November 2nd. That is in Escambia County. October 21st through November 2nd. That's Santa Rosa County. November 5th is Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast a ballot at an early voting site, you must have a photo ID and proof of signature. And don't forget, November 5th, election coverage right here, News Radio 92.3. We'll kick it off at 7 p.m.
And we've been touching a lot on the port strike situation, touched on it earlier this hour even. But it's not the only striking going on. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says the union is prepared to strike if automaker Stellantis does not honor the contract made last year. In his State of the Industry address, he called out the automaker for reportedly breaching the contract by not restarting a plant in Illinois. He says that they also stopped production of the Dodge Durango in Detroit. Fain is organizing an upcoming rally that will be at the Stellantis stamping plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Okay, if you'll put your thinking cap back on, if you'll remember about 4 or 5 months ago, there was a real concern over baby formulas that was circulating, some dangerous stuff happening. Well, the outcome of yet another trial over baby formula has doctors, hospitals, and parents on edge. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
A mother in St. Louis is suing baby formula companies Abbott and Reckitt. Her attorneys say the company's cow milk-based formula for premature infants caused necrotizing enterocolitis, an intestinal disease from which 1 in 5 babies dies. Her baby did not die, but did have to have part of his intestines removed. There are hundreds of pending lawsuits. A jury already awarded a family nearly $500 million in a judgment against Abbott. Some doctors warn these lawsuits could result in premature infants not getting specialty formulas at all. One attorney, though, called that fear-mongering and said a warning label would suffice. A National Institutes of Health report says there's evidence it may be the absence of breast milk rather than exposure to formula that increases the risk of disease. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also here, as we always do, giving our hourly update on the Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing lower to start the new month and quarter. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 173 points to 42,156. The S&P 500 lost 53 points to 5708. And the NASDAQ dropped 278 points to 17,910.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story here. Let me just kind of say good side, bad side type of story. But let me just start with the numbers here. We're talking mortgage rates here. Realtors information. Some realtors may not like this story, but here we go. Home buyers, home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers today. Mortgage Daily News reporting that 30-year rate higher, 6.24%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage also higher at 5.61%. Now, here's where the kind of the downside of this discussion goes. The U.S. housing market remains stagnant. Just 25 out of every 1,000 homes changed hands in 2024. This is according to Redfin. The first 8 months of the year marked the lowest turnover rate in 30 years. There were 37% fewer homes sold this past year. Elevated mortgage rates and record high home prices have sidelined potential buyers and sellers. The turnover rate has fallen across all property types through condos and townhomes. Well, those two categories, Austin, had the biggest declines.
Really?
Yeah, so the real estate market is still unstable there. My recommendation, suggesting if you're doing the home buying and home selling thing, go through a qualified realtor. In this world of uncertainties and not how to manipulate the roadmap on how to tread these waters, a good realtor will help you out immensely.
All righty, we'll take a quick break here, just about 4:50. When we return, we got another striking story. Striking leaders rejecting what Boeing called its best and final offer. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose passing away, and the likelihood that he will be put in the Hall of Fame, depriving him of enjoying that during his lifetime. I also talked about Gen Z and why so many employers are firing new graduates. John Kerry says the First Amendment is what is keeping us from developing consensus around climate change. Of course, the vice presidential debate and Sheriff Simmons talked with us about local crime issues. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a couple minutes out from our last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, but I will give you a spoiler alert. Yeah, just looking out our window here, it is a pretty lovely day. Alrighty, I hinted at this before going to break. Striking leaders have rejected what Boeing called its best and final offer. That's as the weeks-long standoff between the aerospace giant and more than 33,000 workers continues to drag on. Union officials took to social media to say that negotiations broke off over the weekend. Meanwhile, Boeing announced yesterday that factory workers who are currently on strike would lose their company-paid health care benefits at the end of the day if they failed to return to work.
Termites, of all things here, are the cause of a massive cost overrun in Pensacola. The remodel project, this is at the former West Pensacola Masonic Lodge site in Brownsville, initially priced out approximately $2 million. That figure has now soared to almost $3 million. The county is now seeking board approval to pay Vision Construction a total of $2.7 million to finalize that darn project. That's a whopping increase. Jeez, hey, speaking of increases here and things going on, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg taking the stage at the company's annual Connect conference, showcasing some artificial intelligence-based updates and new hardware. Well, Fox's Kelly O'Grady, she's there and has more in this Fox on Tech Minute.
Fox on Tech.
Meta held their annual MetaConnect conference and unveiled a slew of new technology products. First up was the MetaQuest 3S. So the virtual reality goggles will retail at $299. That's a step down from the previous version and much lower than the Apple Vision Pro headset that goes for just under $3,500. CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg also teased the next version of VR, the Orion glasses. So Meta currently offers a watered-down version in partnership with Ray-Ban. Orion, though, will only be used internally for now while they get it to a point for consumers. Zuckerberg teased it as full holographic augmented reality glasses. And finally, Meta introduced their new AI assistants. The company has partnered with celebrities for a Siri-like product that leverages the voices of Dame Judi Dench and John Cena, among others. The AI will also be able to read and augment photos that you share with it. With Fox on Tech, Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
You know, they had they did my voice one time with AI. Scary.
Really?
Absolutely scary.
Yeah, it's intimidating, huh?
Well, I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, especially if, honestly, I hate to say it because it sounds self-degrading, but when you look at AI, one of the biggest differences you can tell is not only does it typically speak stiffer, but it makes less mistakes. Like, you can tell I'm a real person because I speak how a real person would, with a lot of ums and, oh, dadgummit, and a lot of mistakes like that.
Wait a minute, you're not a robot?
No, can you believe it?
You were a robot.
I would have to be the finest tuned robot ever to talk this genuinely.
Your point's well taken. I totally understand that one. Hey, the U.S. has, you know, if you thought the U.S. wasn't geared up for this attack today, of course, on Israel, this thing is unrolling, and we're going to be all over this in a minute. I just wanted to give you kind of an update. Fox will be up with an update in about 4 minutes. The U.S. had really suspected an impending attack on Israel. They were getting ready yesterday, 48 hours ago, actually, due to Iranian missile activity. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has insight from the Pentagon.
The Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs were well aware. We knew at the time when we left yesterday evening that they were seeing from the air that Iranian ballistic missiles were moving, the same kind of activity that they saw back in April, and they were expecting this. In fact, they knew almost to the hour in which this was going to happen. We were told it was going to happen in the 12 o'clock hour Eastern time, and it did. In fact, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had moved what we're told is about double the assets into the Middle East that they had back in April. They had sent several thousand additional troops with air squadrons into the Middle East in the last 24 hours alone.
All righty, just past 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Last but certainly not least is Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's looking very backed up at this time. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful Wednesday with a high of 89. Sunny skies leading you into a partly cloudy evening with a low of 72.
You know, the day started off kind of on a strange note here. Environmental problems today. This is the setup, folks, and there is a good side to this story. A major water line break affected the daily operations at West Pensacola Elementary in Myrtle Grove. Now, here is the story. We contacted Natalie Bowers over at ECUA. She informs us that the water outage at the school was restored around 9:30 this morning, and so it wasn't as bad as we had initially thought. But according to state protocol, they will be doing some sampling for the next 48 hours. They have to do a lot of bacterial testing and all. And then they're expecting Friday, it should be okay and clear to go.
All righty. Also here, man, first of all, it was a very sad day for sports yesterday. We had Dikembe Mutombo passing away, Pete Rose passing away. It seems like in the pop culture world, it's a very similar situation. Actor John Amos has passed away at the age of 84. He was known for his roles in Good Times, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Coming to America, and The West Wing. He received an Emmy nomination for his performance in the 1977 ABC miniseries Roots, and his son announced he died of natural causes on August 21st in Los Angeles. So this is kind of breaking, or it's breaking for us, but it's not as far as just the date of his death.
You know, it's becoming so frequent that we hear of celebrities, people of interest, and things like that passing along. But life is life.
Yes,
things go on here. Let me give you some numbers here, real quick. Tomorrow night, get ready. Powerball is now $275 million. Works out to be $137.8 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They make the drawing tomorrow night on that. But tonight, Mega Millions, $93 million, $46 million cash option heading out. That also about 10 o'clock this evening. So we'll be talking about that on the Wednesday program. Coming up this next hour, we'll look at sports.
Yep.
Got a full plate of sports coming up. You've got some tickets for the FSU Clemson game.
Yes, I do. We'll be giving those away at around 5:30.
All right. So, listen, he hasn't even thought of the question yet.
No, I actually have not. And I have not thought of it until you just mentioned he has not thought of the question yet. That was my very first thought about
Austin
it.
Austin is going to think of that question.
Yeah.
Okay. FSU tickets coming up in less than 30 minutes. Good luck.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.